This is Colorado Matters from CPR News. I'm Ryan Warner. Nighttime thunderstorms aren't just loud and, at least to some, scary. They're baffling. You see, daytime thunderstorms form in part because the ground is heated by the sun. So no sun at night should mean no storms, right? But on the Great Plains, night storms are pretty common. And because how they form is a mystery, they're hard to predict. Today in our research segment, Beta Test, we hear about a group of scientists staying up all night in the middle of Kansas to figure this out. This mission is called PCAN, the Plains Elevated Convection at Night Campaign. Tammy Weckworth of NCAR in Boulder is leading the team, and she's on the phone with us from Hays, Kansas. Welcome to the program, Tammy.
Thank you, Ryan. It's nice to be here.
Is a big part of this improving public safety, giving people more warning about these storms?
Absolutely. You're right about that. So first, we're out here collecting the data that we'll integrate and analyze to improve our understanding of nighttime thunderstorms, particularly about how, when, why, and where they form, and how they sometimes grow into these large mesoscale convective systems, which are basically big conglomerations of thunderstorms.
Okay.
While analyzing the observational data, we'll incorporate our improved understanding into the numerical weather prediction models, and this will transfer directly to the weather forecasters who are making forecasts of nighttime thunderstorms and severe weather potential. So by improving the forecasts and the length of the severe weather warning times, that will improve the public safety.
I think a lot of people will be surprised to learn that nighttime storms are a mystery. I mean, they've obviously been happening for a long time, but there's a lot missing about our knowledge, huh?
Yeah, you're right about that. So the Central Great Plains is a region where storms form at night, and also where storms that formed in the afternoon in Colorado sometimes merge together and get organized into these mesoscale convective systems. And we think it happens due to a combination of features. So as you mentioned in the intro, in contrast to the daytime, where most storms are initiated by convergence and instability due to surface heating at the ground, at night there's a cool surface stable layer at the ground. So at night, the most unstable air that feeds the storms originates from a layer well above the ground.
Hmm. And this is why for this mission you have, balloons and airplanes, because you're studying air that the human head doesn't naturally reach, I guess. You have to be higher up, that is.
That's right. We have to be higher up. So all of our instruments, not all of them, many of our instruments are capable of measuring the complete profile of the atmosphere from the surface to several miles above the Earth's surface. So we have remote sensing instruments like LIDARs and radars and wind profilers. As you mentioned, we have weather balloons. We also have tethersons, which are instrumented kites that we put various sensors along the string of the kite, and we fly that at night to get information about the whole profile of the atmosphere. So we're not just taking measurements at the ground, but all the way up as far as the instruments can see.
You're flying weather kites at night as part of this research.
That's right. We have a couple of those going during our project.
And there are quite a few of you. You're also going to be not just in Kansas, but I guess over many plain states before you wrap up in July.
Yeah, this is quite a large team of scientists and students from all across North America that have come together in central Kansas, southern Nebraska, and northern Oklahoma. So in addition to the scientists and students, we have engineers and technicians working with the instruments. There are pilots and flight crew associated with the research aircraft. We have expert forecasters and nowcasters helping to determine where the storms will be and where we should place our mobile ground-based instruments and where the aircraft should fly. And there's a group of logistical experts helping us to coordinate everything. So all in all, there's more than 250 participants in PCAN from 27 universities and 11 research labs.
What is your best guess as to why these storms form? So you think it's something going on well above us, and can you describe in layman's terms what you think that is?
Yeah, there are several features that we think come together to create and allow these thunderstorms at night to grow into sometimes severe weather systems. One of these features that affects storm evolution at night are nocturnal atmospheric perturbations. They kind of look like waves in the atmosphere. Some of them are called bores, and these are elevated undulations in the atmosphere that may create updrafts, may lift the moisture and the energy for storms up into the level where storms can initiate and be maintained by these wave-like structures.
Okay.
And so that's one of the ingredients. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you go ahead. No, you.
Okay. Another one is something that happens frequently out in the central Great Plains is the low-level jet. This is a nighttime occurrence where it's a ribbon of strong winds. The maximum wind speeds can reach 50 miles per hour or more at about 1,000 feet above the ground. So this nocturnal low-level jet can transport warm, moist air northward from the Gulf of Mexico, and then this air can be used to provide energy for the storms.
Hmm. And so you're getting a better feel for all these dynamics happening above us. Let me just ask you, you know, in the Denver area, in northern Colorado, we had some pretty severe hail recently. We've had some tornadoes. Are these the same kinds of systems, or do they differ?
Yeah, actually, they're quite different than what we're studying out here in Kansas. Even though the storms in Colorado occurred at night and some of them became severe, they don't really have the same ingredients that are prevalent in the central U.S., in particular the nocturnal low-level jet and the frequent occurrence of these bores or wave-like structures, both of which really may lead to the elevated, unstable layers that we're studying out here.
But could the storms you're studying produce tornadoes?
Yes, they could. The tornadoes, the severe weather and tornadoes are more prevalent in the late afternoon, early evening hours, not as common at night. But what happens out here at night that is very common is the maximum rainfall that they receive does occur at night.
And that, of course, can be good for farmers, but it can be bad if too much pours down at the same time. So their forecasting is important again. Let's just wrap up by talking about your schedule these days. It's very nice of you to join us during daylight hours because you're a nocturnal creature. Is that right?
Actually, for this project, I am. I had to change my clock. There's likely various people working with PECON all day long. For me personally, my day starts at 11:30 with a forecast briefing from the expert forecasters. We have a subset of the planning committee at that meeting to get an idea about what type of mission to do that night. And then we have a lot of discussion that goes on within the four different research groups to decide about whether or not to propose a mission for that night. At 3 o'clock, that's where the decisions get made. Everybody associated with the project comes together to hear the official forecast for night 1 and night 2 and night 3. And then a small group with a representative from each of those four science objectives decides about what mission to do that night. And then we send out all the mobile vehicles and have the research aircraft take off and head to the location where we expect the interesting weather to be that night.
Tammy, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. My pleasure. Thank you, Ryan.
Tammy Weckworth. She's a busy woman these days, a scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, and joined us from Hays, Kansas. The PECON study of nighttime thunderstorms continues through July 15th. This is Colorado Matters from CPR News.